Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 19th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 3.5 cents at 439.5, May wheat up 9.75 cents at 552.5, and May beans down 2.25 cents at 1185.5. The wheat was supported by this announcement that the EU is considering putting a $103 metric ton tariff on Russian wheat imports. If that actually goes through, it would certainly level the playing field between other exporting nations and the Russians, which could give a boost to U.S. prices here. Certainly changes the game a little bit out here, and wheat has responded accordingly. Also, the continued war between Ukraine and Russia has got people on edge. The crude oil finished up another 75 cents a barrel to $83.47. That's the highest prices we've seen since October of last year. So really very strong crude oil prices. We would need to close really over $86. There are a couple other highs out there when the contract first came on, but the bulk of the resistance is at 86 bucks in the crude oil on the April contract. If we get up there, I think should help the beans out here to some extent, though it didn't help today. The bean oil closed down 56 ticks despite the crude oil, so I don't think they're really divorcing themselves, but lately it hasn't really had much of an impact. The yield closed up $2, and the oil was down 56 ticks. The wheat was also, I think, supported by a little bit on the crop ratings. You know, there's nothing really great out there. The best rating is Colorado at 65% good to excellent. Oklahoma's at 61. Texas is at 46. Kansas is at 55. So there's nothing really great out there, but it's not bad either. Beans came under a little bit of pressure as the rains in Brazil. Really, it shouldn't be bearish toward the beans now. It's going to delay the harvest. And, you know, overall, it's a little bit bearish for the corn, but the corn closed higher anyway. So, you know, really didn't make a whole lot of sense here today, except for the wheat market. The dollar was strong. It was up 25 ticks. You would have thought that would have put some pressure on the wheat, but it didn't. If the May wheat can close over 556, that would be a pretty good sign that we can move higher here. If we can close the corn over 445, that would be helpful. So hopefully we'll start seeing the funds cover some positions out here. They're still heavily short. I've got them short 266 corn, 84,000 wheat, 151 beans, 50 meal, and 37 oil. So there's quite a bit to cover if they want to. We'll get the Fed announcement tomorrow. They're looking for the interest rate to remain unchanged, but we'll have to see whether they are going to curb some of the potential future cuts. They've been looking for three drops in the interest rates in 2024. They might par that back to maybe two interest rate cuts. We'll have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.